The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me today. Well, I haven't gone over these figures for a few days, and this is just my attempt to bring a little bit of sanity, common sense, and fact to this whole thing of the COVID-19 virus. Okay? Not a doctor, don't pretend to be one. Not a scientist, don't pretend to be one. I'm not an expert on anything, but I can read, and God has given me a brain, and I believe God has given you a brain as well. My purpose in giving you these facts, again, not opinion, facts, actual facts, is to try to tamp down the hysteria, the panic that is everywhere. We are living in a state of hysteria and panic over this virus. All right? Now, let me just give you facts. You do whatever you want to with them, okay? Now, we are in a state still of lockdown. Wherever you go, you see people with masks and so on, and that's fine, okay? Businesses are closed. They're going to start opening a few. All right, you know where we are and what's going on. All right. What has caused this? The COVID-19 virus. All right? Now, let me go to the official State of Ohio Department of Health website today. All right? Total cases, confirmed cases in the state of Ohio, slightly more than 16,000 total cases, and we have peaked. The number of daily cases is beginning to decline, all right? The total number of hospitalizations in the entire state through this entire thing, the cumulative total is 3,340 hospitalizations, and that is declining rapidly. If you look at the chart, man, we peaked in hospitalizations back on, what happened to the chart? It refreshed and it's totally different. All right, hang on. This thing refreshed on me and that's not what I wanted. Okay, anyway, the total number of hospitalizations is 3,340. And that number peaked about 3 weeks ago. It peaked about 3 weeks ago. The number of cases peaked about a week ago, and we are now on the other side, declining. Now, most important of all, as of today, on the site, 799 deaths assumed to be with the COVID-19 virus. And why I say assumed, the state of Ohio is now using the CDC guidelines. And the CDC guidelines say if it is suspected that a person died because of the COVID-19, it is counted a COVID-19 death. And the silly illustration I've used several times, it's silly, but it's true. If a gang member is shot on a corner and he's wounded 15 times in a gang fight, in the autopsy, if it's discovered that he tested positive for COVID-19, he would be considered a COVID-19 death. Now, that's a ridiculous illustration, but it's an accurate illustration, okay? So, it's very questionable that this 800 deaths is even close to being accurate. But for the sake of discussion, let's consider that it is accurate. So let's round it off, 800 deaths since this all began. And the death rate now is about somewhere between 4 to 10 a day, and that is beginning to decline as well. So it's rising by 4 to 10 deaths each day, and we have peaked in that, praise God, and we're on the other side. So if you just look at the projections, if this thing basically goes down to almost nothing, we're going to have, even in wild projections, less than 1,000 deaths in the state of Ohio. Probably less than 1,000 deaths. Okay, so let's recap. 16,769 cases in the state of Ohio. That has peaked. Hospitalizations total, not people in the hospital today. This is total, 3,340. And that has peaked and is beginning to decline rapidly. Number of deaths, 800, and that is declining rapidly. Now, keep those figures in mind. Let's look at the number of deaths in the last year reported from the CDC here in the state of Ohio. Remember the number, 800 as of today. Wild projections, probably less than 1,000, praise God. Okay? So 1,000 deaths have shut down the state, put businesses out of business, caused hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people to be unemployed. Last year, how many people died with heart disease here in the state of Ohio? 28,008. 28,008. Cancer, 25,643. Accidents. And I think this is very important because people are scared literally to death that they're going to get this virus. I mean, they're petrified. People are hysterical over this. Last year, 8,971. We can round that off to 9,000 people died in the state of Ohio because of accidents. So in other words, in the state of Ohio, you are 9 times more likely to die of an accident than the COVID-19 virus. Do you see anybody in hysteria over dying by an accident? Lower respiratory diseases, 7,312. Stroke, 6,425. Alzheimer's, 5,117. Diabetes, 3,740. Here's, I think, the most telling statistic of all. The common, ordinary, average, seasonal flu, 2,243. If the projections are correct and 1,000 people die of the COVID-19, I'm just talking Ohio here, there will be twice as many people die of just the regular old flu. Twice as many people. Kidney disease, 2,237. And sepsis, you know, the blood disease, blood poisoning, 2,066. You are twice as likely in the state of Ohio to die of sepsis in your blood than the COVID-19 virus. You are 28 times more likely to die of heart disease, 25 times more likely to die of cancer, 8 times more likely to die of an accident. Those are the facts. Now, I have to make this statement again. Am I saying that the COVID-19 is not serious? Nope. Didn't say that. Am I saying that it's not deadly? Nope. Not saying that. Am I saying that it's not very contagious? Nope. Not saying that. I'm just giving you facts. Can we review quickly, and I'll go into the break. Right now, as of today, 800 deaths in the state of Ohio because of COVID-19. Last year, 28,000 deaths from heart disease, 25,000 cancer, 9,000 accidents, et cetera, et cetera. And 2,243 just the common, ordinary flu. Just the facts. You can interpret them as you desire.
Today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
All right, let me make just one more disclosure, and then I'm going to go to the phones. When I give you these facts, these statistics, I am not trying to denigrate Governor DeWine or Dr. Acton. What I am desperately trying to do is reduce the amount of panic and hysteria. Joy and I live in a particular neighborhood over in Westerville, and there's a thing on email, and it's a big group of all the neighbors of not only our subdivision, but there's probably 7 or 8 subdivisions in there. And almost every day, I see people posting absolute panic and hysteria. I saw someone at Kroger's and they didn't have a mask. Don't they know that I could die? Don't they know that if they don't have a mask, they could give me this? And I'm panic and hysteria over this. That is what I am trying to combat. There is no reason for this panic and hysteria. Now, let's say that our social distancing and the shutdown is the reason why the deaths are so small. Okay, great. I have no problem with that at all. I'm just dealing with a solid, hardcore facts. So far, in the state of Ohio, 800 people have died. There is a pretty good percentage of those deaths that are very questionable, whether the cause of death was COVID-19 or they just happened to die with the virus. That's number one. Number two, almost all, and I do mean almost all of those 800 people had either advanced age or another underlying medical condition. Almost all. Have a few young, healthy people died? A tiny little handful. Now, those are the ones the news media will talk about. And so you would think it's much higher. But it is a tiny little handful of young, healthy people. Almost everyone who has died has either been older, in a nursing home, with other underlying health problems, heart issues, diabetes, cancer. Believe it or not, the Washington Post came out with breaking news this morning. I'm not making this up. I am not making this up. Washington Post came out with a story this morning. People with cancer are more likely to die if they get the COVID-19 virus than people without cancer. I'm not kidding you. So, yes, be careful, be cautious. But the odds of any of you dying from this virus are very, very small. You are much, 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 much more likely to die of some kind of accident. So be cautious, be careful, but don't be panicked. All right, Craig in Mount Gilead. Hey, Craig, how are you today?
I'm doing very good. How about you, Bob?
I am well. I am blessed. Thank you for asking.
I have two really quick points I want to make, and I'll make them quick because I do have somewhat of an unwarranted reputation for being verbose. So I'll make my
absolutely unwarranted.
Point number one. Thank you very much for your interview yesterday with State Representative Nino Vitale.
Yeah,
he is my new hero.
He's a good
Point
guy.
Number two.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is. Oh, and you know, talk about a politician that actually talks common sense. Yeah, he's the guy. Point number two, thank you for presenting the statistics, because no matter what they say or how they say it in their news conferences every day, they do continue to incite fear and hysteria. And I just want to add to that, and I don't say this happily. I mean, I say this very seriously. Looking at statistics, in 2021, it will be interesting to see what the number of deaths by suicide in the state of Ohio was in 2020 compared to 2019 and 2018.
Yeah, that's very, very true, Craig. And we won't know until next year the devastating effect emotionally, psychologically, and even spiritually on the state of Ohio from the response to this virus. And again, the question is the cure worse than the disease? And I think that's a very valid question right now. I really do.
Yes, it is.
All right, Craig, thanks. Appreciate it. And you were not very verbose today.
Thank you, Bob.
All right, have a great day. God bless. All right, my number, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, 877 Bob Live. Wouldn't it be great in the daily press conference if the governor and Dr. Acton would talk about how many people have recovered, how many people have been released from the hospitals? Wouldn't that be great? Yeah, don't expect it.